two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by PC Laptops. And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time. Now 5:30.
It's 50 degrees.
Traffic building a little on I-15 in Davis County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story.
We're learning more details this morning about a bizarre accident in Roy where an elderly woman ran over a bicyclist multiple times.
KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly joins us live with the update. Heather?
Amanda, Officer Hackworth says a man got off a bus with his bicycle near 5500 South, 3500 West yesterday morning. That's when an elderly woman who was pulling out of a parking lot ran over the cyclist. The general manager of a nearby store, Zeb Murphy, says his store camera captured the accident.
Backed up and then went forward again. I don't know if she thought she hit something and she was trying to get over.
Murphy says the video shows the woman moving forward and backing up a couple more times before she got out of the car. Roy police say they don't believe the driver was impaired, but the man is in extremely critical condition. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Memorials are growing in different places for Gabby Petito, but her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, still has not been found. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with the latest on the story. Mary?
Tim, there appears to be a memorial for Gabby in the area where a body was found on Sunday. A cross made out of rocks has been left in the Spread Creek Dispersed Camping area near Grand Teton National Park. We can only assume that investigators placed the rocks there. And a public memorial is growing in Ogden at the Butterfly Memorial where Gabby stopped, the Butterfly Mural, rather, where Gabby stopped in August and took a picture. The Standard Examiner shows how candles, flowers, and letters have been laid there on 25th Street. Now, Brian Laundrie was named a person of interest in this case, but he has not been seen for several days. Police looked over a large nature preserve in Florida over the weekend without success. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A Texas doctor is facing lawsuits for performing abortions in violation of the state's new law. ABC's Derek Dennis has more.
They're the first lawsuits filed over the Texas anti-abortion law against a San Antonio doctor who said he performed an illegal abortion in violation of the new law. The Associated Press reports former attorneys in Arkansas and Illinois filed their lawsuits Monday against Dr. Alan Braid. He identified himself in the Washington Post as performing an abortion in defiance of the near total ban on the procedure in Texas, which took effect September 1st. Both lawsuits will test the legality of the new state law. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
There's a hearing today, on a Missouri abortion law that's been put on hold. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
A federal appeals court in St. Louis today considers whether Missouri can implement a sweeping law adopted in 2019 that would ban abortions at or around the eighth week of pregnancy and also would prohibit abortions based on a Down syndrome diagnosis. In June, a three-judge panel upheld an injunction against it. Similar laws have been struck down in North Dakota and Iowa. Missouri State Attorney General Eric Schmidt wants the Supreme Court to decide the case.
Another vaccine announcement this morning, this time from Johnson & Johnson.
J&J saying it's vaccine is still working well to prevent hospitalizations, but new data shows that two shots given 2 months apart resulted in 94% protection against symptomatic disease, almost identical to peak effectiveness for Moderna and Pfizer. However, earlier data finding that waiting 6 months after the first dose provided even higher antibody levels.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim reporting.
COVID shots for kids may be coming by Halloween if the FDA gives approval for the Pfizer shots to be used in kids as young as 5 years old. ABC News medical contributor Dr. John Brownstein says the risk calculation is different for kids.
We know that kids, well, you know, they do get sick and severe illness, but it's not the same as adults. Kids can handle infection with COVID better. But of course, you know, there are horrible outcomes. And so FDA has to weigh the data of the benefit of vaccination to potential, you know, side effects.
Pfizer will need to formally submit its data to the FDA for review, and the process may take a few weeks.
Coming up on KSL, a girl from Sweden has turned to doctors in Utah for a life-changing surgery.
Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
Traffic starting to build southbound I-15 in spots through Clearfield and Bountiful. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:35.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.